How to read the monthly jobs report. The monthly jobs report drives markets and shapes what the Federal Reserve does with interest rates. It really comes down to two headline numbers plus a few that fill in what they miss. Here is how to read it and what it does not tell you. Most useful between ages 22 and 70. Once a month, one government report can move mortgage rates, stock prices, and the odds of a Fed rate cut. It is called the jobs report, and the coverage makes it sound complicated. It is not. It comes down to two headline numbers and a handful of others that fill in what the headlines leave out. Here is how to read it. The simple version. The jobs report, officially the employment situation, comes from the Bureau of Labor Statistics on the first Friday of most months. It answers two questions. How many jobs did the economy add or lose last month, and what share of people who want work cannot find it? The first is the payrolls number, the second is the unemployment rate. A strong report can push the Fed toward higher rates. A weak one can do the opposite, which is why markets react so fast. The two headline numbers. Non-farm payrolls is the count of jobs added or lost outside of farming, drawn from a survey of employers. It is the number the headlines lead with. As an illustration, a report might say the economy added 150,000 jobs, and whether that is good or bad is judged against what forecasters expected and what recent months looked like. The unemployment rate, from a separate survey of households, is the share of people who are looking for work but do not have it. How it actually works. Both numbers are estimates from surveys, not a headcount of every worker, so they get revised. The payrolls figure for a given month is updated in each of the next two reports as more data arrives, and the revisions can be large enough to change the story. That is why economists watch the trend over several months rather than reacting to one print. A single strong or weak month means less than the direction of the last three or four. The report also lands on a fixed schedule, the first Friday of the month at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, which is why markets brace for it. Traders have already bet on a number, so the market reaction is driven by the surprise, the gap between what came out and what was expected, more than the raw figure itself. Beyond the headline. The headline unemployment rate misses some slack in the job market. It counts only people who actively looked for work in the past 4 weeks, so it leaves out discouraged workers, people who want a job but have given up searching. It also counts someone working part-time who wants full-time as employed. A broader measure called the U6 rate adds those groups back, so it runs higher than the headline and shows underemployment the main number hides. Reading the two. What this lesson is not. This is not a trading signal or a forecast. A strong or weak jobs report is not a reason to buy, sell, refinance, or move your savings, and it is not advice. The report describes the job market. It does not tell you what to do about your own money. Anyone who turns one month's number into a specific instruction for your finances is adding a claim the data does not make.